Way back in the 1980s, the TV show Miami Vice was created from a simple concept, MTV Cops. The new movie Atomic Blonde seems to be based on the idea of MTV spies. As for the story, set in Berlin in 1989, it's straight out of the world of author John Le Carré. You know, both the East and West are playing dirty little games, and almost every character is guilty of deception, backstabbing, lies, thuggery, and murder. And there's little indication that all the nasty espionage has anything to do with the history-making event taking place in the background, the crumbling of the Berlin Wall. Those are the more familiar elements. Opposed to that, in newer, bolder strokes, we have Charlize Theron's fearsomely alpha female British spy and some groundbreaking explosions of ultra-violence that would tickle the punts from Clockwork Orange. Film opens with Theron, battered but unbowed, reporting to her bosses at MI6. In flashback, we learn about her mission to Berlin and why she wound up looking like someone tried to pound her into hamburger. The MacGuffin of the plot, Hitchcock's term for the arbitrary thing that everybody's running after, is a secret list of double agents. Theron finds it's a double MacGuffin. The list is hidden in a wristwatch, but also an official of the East German Stasi, secret police, has memorized the list and he wants to get smuggled out to the West. Along the way, Theron gets involved with a charming but thoroughly untrustworthy British agent, played by James McAvoy, who's gone native in the dog-eat-dog world of Berlin. She snuggles down with a rookie French agent, played by Sophia Boutella, who's maybe not as hapless as she looks. And hanging around the plot is John Goodman as a CIA chieftain, looking enigmatic and threatening. Theron's heroine, named Lorraine, is deadly, fast, and hard, but many of the bad guys that she faces are as tough as she is. Little things like getting stabbed between the shoulder blades or having a keychain jammed through your face don't slow these guys down. The fights in Atomic Blonde are not just furious, they're exhausting. It's no surprise that director David Leitch has a long list of credits as a stuntman or second unit director, but it's not enough to stage the fights, you have to film them also. So Leitch deserves credit for the level of intensity in these scenes, and especially an extended take that is reportedly about 10 minutes long. And the MTV look? Well, you can spot it in the brooding, raucous rock and roll, the high-speed photo glimpses of Berlin at night with traffic creating a light show, the cold, stony streets contrasted with the hot, seedy nightclubs, the scenes filmed at crazy angles like the cameraman was recruited from Cirque du Soleil. The film is too much a mishmash of the familiar and the original for it to really work as a whole. But who knows? It's a duplicitous world out there, but you can believe me that Atomic Blonde gets 3.5 stars out of 5. Or does it? For the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Park City Film Series, I'm Rick Bruff. Or am I?